You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Rachel Gashgarian, and we're here with 200 High Street. Our guest today is a junior history major who lives in McKelvey
and Econ.
Forget about Econ. His name is Ilias Piaz. Ilias, welcome to 200 High Street.
Hello. I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Let's warm up a little bit before we get into our spooky Halloween playlist from Ilias. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Just busy midterm schedule, but beyond that, like, I'm fine, like, okay, enjoying the fall weather and this Halloween cheer.
It's a beautiful day today, yeah. Honestly, so sunny. All right, why don't you tell me a little bit about the kinds of songs you chose today? Is there a theme, okay, or are you just playing some of your favorites?
Yeah. So the theme started with the fact that I wanted to do, so after like the movie A Star is Born was released, I was really obsessed with the song Shallow, but my friend Nyla hates it. So my playlist
shout
is
out to Nyla.
Songs that I love, but my friends hate. So that's kind of like what originally inspired it. And then I got like, I didn't have that many songs. So I just put like random songs that I liked after that. So
this topic sounds very Ilias to me.
Yeah.
Because
it was kind of a little sticky to like, so I can play to them, but like I can play it to the world now, whoever's out there listening.
But also you just don't care.
Yeah.
You just don't care what other people think.
Yeah.
You just do what you do.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the first song we're going to be hearing?
Well, I want to play Shallow first since it's what inspired
Shallow. Did you see the film?
No, but I just really like the song.
You haven't even seen the film yet, but no. You love the song?
Yeah, so
here I can. All right, we'll get it going. It's only our second week, so we're not experts yet. Yeah. But hold on 1 second. And we're back with Ilias Pijas on 200 High Street. Such a beautiful song, but I still don't believe you haven't seen the movie. It's so good. Yes. I'm
very excited to see it. You can't see, it's hard to see movies here. We have like one theater and it's just far away.
I guess
away.
It's hard. It's hard if you don't have a car.
Yeah, logistically, yeah.
I wish we had a movie theater that was like open, and not just like our Buck Hall. I wish we had a movie theater downtown that people could just walk to. Yeah. Wouldn't that be... Nice. Would really make it an improvement.
I think it would really help the town a lot.
I know. Sal, Panto, if you're listening, we want a movie theater downtown. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, with various breads and butters. Okay, Ilias, so you mentioned your friend Nyla.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been friends?
Since freshman year. So my like close friend group is kind of like us, me and my Californian friends.
Oh, really? Yes, you have a little California clan?
Yeah, so like my friend Jillian and I, like we're in the same orientation group and we're both from California, so we kind of like had that in common. And
where are you from? You're from San Diego.
I'm from San Diego. She's from LA, and then Nyla's from LA. So those are my two closest friends from California. So we had like mutual experiences adjusting to the East Coast lifestyle.
Well, it's actually a serious admissions factoid that it's hard to retain students from California.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they feel culturally, I don't know,
different,
out of place.
Yeah. But I mean, I wanted something different. I only applied to like small East Coast schools, mm-hmm. so I knew I wanted a different environment. So.
And have you been generally happy with your?
Yeah, I like Lafayette a lot. It's different. I mean, it's what I expected. So it's
mm-hmm. All right, tell me about the next song we're gonna hear.
I haven't picked. What should we do?
Another song that you love and your friends hate.
Okay, this song is it's from this artist named Ebony Bones. She's British. So she did this album. I heard about it on NPR over the summer and I just became obsessed with this album. So it's like she did this like album with like the Beijing like Philharmonic. And so she's like an experimental like R&B artist.
Oh,
but
exciting.
Then it's like with classical music. So I was doing like beach yoga with a friend at home. And like I had my speaker and I was playing this and she was like, what the fuck?
what is this?
I hope I got it. So when you curse, you press this dump button.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Very confused as to what the song was, but yeah.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to hearing it, and okay. I love the fact that you listen to NPR.
Yeah.
All right, here we go with Ebony Bones.
Thank you.
And we're back with WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, 200 High Street with Ilias Pihas. That was a really interesting song, yeah. Ilias. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. So the album is called Nephilim, and so is the song. So it's, I think it's a biblical reference, but it's kind of, the whole album is like a take on like post-Brexit England and kind of like the hysteria of like the Black experience there.
Wow. You can feel like a lot of tension in the song in some respects. It feels stressful, but it's also beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. So what I wanted to ask you was, what have been some of your favorite courses you've taken over the course of the years at Lafayette College?
God.
Maybe most memorable.
Coming into Lafayette, in high school, I interned at the San Diego Museum of Contemporary Art. So I have like a strong interest and affinity for art and art history. So I really thought I was going to be an art history major and econ major when I came in, but then kind of like in my freshman year, I took art 101 and 102, which kind of like gave me a very foundational knowledge and like the wider scope of like art history and like kind of like the basics of everything, which has been like very useful and kind of like my like personal interest. Cause I feel like after I received that, I felt like I was kind of like, I can almost like do it myself. Like I felt like I kind of like, obviously like there's more to be learned, but I felt like it's something that I can kind of like learn on my own time. And I kind of realized that what I wanted out of like art history kind of like was satisfied more by like the history department and kind of like the questions and kind of like the big picture themes of how like things have changed throughout history and kind of the way they look at things. So
and
like
it's interesting I really, like, also if you have a background in art history, you can also probably write papers or help thinking about material culture also helps you maybe to understand.
Yeah. And it's a very good, moments. Like, I feel like it's similar in like kind of like the analytical frameworks that they're using, but it's very like kind of in how they think about like themes and like referencing like from like previous periods. It's like very similar in a way. Mm-hmm. So I really like that. What else have I enjoyed a lot? Actually really like my econometrics class, which is like kind of the economics general, like it's the practices of doing like economic research. So I felt like that was, I got like a good skill. So that like made me much more like, I guess like versed in kind of like understanding like studies and kind of like, I feel like I have a much better grasp on like economic research and kind of like I feel much more prepared for when I'm like looking at stuff in my like now like 300 level more specific classes.
Who was your professor for economics?
Professor Stifel, who's great. So,
and I know now you're really enjoying your class with Professor Bukix also.
Yes.
Even though it's very hard.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, honestly, every day I like, she's harsh, but she comes from like a place of like respect and like she wants the best from us. And like the way that she kind of like her like sternness kind of like puts a drive in me, I feel like. So I enjoy it. Like
that's wonderful.
Yeah. I feel like I was concerned to not take it, but I'm glad I stuck with it. So
that's good. Good for you. Yeah. And you didn't even need that class, right? Yeah, you just did it to challenge yourself.
Kind of. Yeah.
All right. So tell me about your next song.
So the next song is called Bomb Bomb by Sister Nancy. So it's a song that I like originally like found. It's like referenced in Kanye West's song Famous. So I was like obsessed for it. Like appeared like a year ago, and I would like always play it. My friends would be like, "What is this? This is strange." But I really like it. So
classically,
but it's a good song. And it's kind of like I feel like the sample that he uses, like it doesn't really show like the full beauty of the song and like her range of voice. So
it's also interesting because to me this also speaks to your training as a historian, like that you heard something referenced and you went back to the source to see the original. I like that. It's like the primary source.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear Bomb Bomb. Thanks, Ilias. Okay.
Tin kala bam bam, the little question arms on me a kind, little different style, different fashion. No? Tell me, say one thing, and see if you understand. Who one thing, and see if you understand. One me, they might talk about me, ambition. Say one me, who they might talk about me, ambition. Come and say some of them ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them, no, it's from creation. I told them, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey, yo, what a bam. I'm free now. me not the place of me say well well slick. Hey bam bam, hey yo. Sister Nancy, she a one in a 3 million. So bam bam, say what a bam bam, bam bam dilang, bam bam bam, bam bam dilang, bam bam bam. Hey, say go, Sister Nancy, make you go. I tell you, say go, Sister Nancy, make you go. I know it from me head straight down to my toes. I teach her down, Sister Nancy, and they go. And some of them are ask her, Sister Nancy, make you bad so. Long down the list, Sister Nancy, make your bad song. He bam bam, who what a bam bam, he bam bam de long, bam bam, he bam bam de long, bam bam, who what a bam bam. Hey, tell me some what a bam bam. This woman, I never trouble no one. I'm a lady, I'm not a man.
And we're back with 200 High Street, the McKelvey tapes. So we're here with Ilias Pijas. That was a wonderful song. I'm surprised that your friends dislike it.
They don't hate it, but it was just, I don't know.
They got sick of it, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Ben Gordon is joining us for a couple of minutes.
Hello.
Is this going to be a recurring segment?
I think, why not? A couple minutes of Ben. You know, make everybody smile. Ben just had a very interesting clip come out on the Lafayette website about his research project in digital humanities.
Is it like
New
the
York
actual
City.
Website? Like the like is like going to be like could, would it be like on the French page?
No, go
like,
to Lafayette.edu. It's there's my face.
It's always really funny when like it's always really funny when you like see your friends just on like the Lafayette website and then just like the worst pictures. Sometimes.
I don't want to tell my family.
They're gonna find out. I can. No. I'll send a message to your mom.
Wait, so what did you like right here?
No, where if you scroll down, and then there's just a picture of me right next to the former Liberian president.
Wow, how did they get that picture? Do you want to just talk for a minute about it or?
Sure. Okay. So I did this project over the summer. I was living in the McKelvey house. Mm-hmm. I was commuting to Lafayette from the McKelvey house.
Long commute.
And I did this project researching the history of the subways in New York City, also the highways and how they pivoted from subways to highways basically. And they went away from the subways when working class people needed it.
When
they're the
only
car.
How many? What was? What did you say? 1 out of 3 New Yorkers had a car at that moment, and they focused on the highways rather than the public transportation.
Such a joke.
But it's a really interesting project, and I think it shows a lot about what the kinds of research that can be done with digital humanities. I've often been a skeptic of the digital humanities because I never understood what that actually meant. But after seeing projects like the one that Ben was able to do this summer, it restores one's confidence in the concept.
Well, sometimes people with the digital humanities, and it's like I've studied this with like the. When people do text analysis using digital humanities, sometimes it's just like jargon. They're just doing it to do it. Like that's when it's really annoying. But it has to be some combination, some close reading. Mm-hmm. Like I read that. I don't know if you know that book, The Power Broker by Robert Caro.
I don't know.
It's about this guy, Robert Moses, who was like the city urban planner in New York, basically, that screwed up the whole city. And it's like a 1,200-page book, and like it's pretty famous.
Uh-huh. I think I've heard of it.
And so I sort of paired the maps and stuff with that book.
With
and, like,
reading.
I did the close reading before I did any work. Because because otherwise it's just like, look at these cool things that you can do online. Mm-hmm, like, that's not really, like, interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the cooler projects that I've seen students at Lafayette do in digital humanities. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you want to ask Ilias some questions?
So, Ilias, you are from San Diego.
Yes.
And you said you did expect what you were going to get when you came here.
Well, I had I visited all the schools before I committed, and I had I mostly wanted a smaller school, and like most of the small liberal arts colleges in the country are on the East Coast, so I was like, okay. And I wanted, because I've never, lived somewhere, the Four Seasons, so I wanted that as well. So I just wanted, something different to kind of, put me in a different, mindset, I guess, and a different, make myself uncomfortable a little bit, adjust to a new environment, which I think college is all about. So I think it's worked out pretty well for me so far. I'm enjoying my time here. Yeah, but, I mean, it's always nice to go home. When I first came here, I was like, why are all these people wearing the same whale shirts?
Oh my God, I hated that.
I had to buy a lot of Patagonia. I didn't fit in. I felt a lot of Lululemon, a lot of Patagonia, feel like a Lafayette student. So
when you go back home, do people make fun of you?
No, not really. I feel like my style has definitely become a little bit more preppy. I mean, I've always been kind of preppy, so it kind of worked out well. I feel like I'm an in-between. I feel like I have a California sensibility, but I feel like I can kind of
every time I post pictures from McKelvey on Facebook, my mom is my mom goes through all the pictures that Elias is so handsome. I'm like, mom.
I feel like I look so bad in all of them though. I'm just always just unaware. And then the lighting in that room is just not good. It's just so yellow.
It's so yellow. I'm always trying to add tone.
I don't know. We just need McKelvey to pictures. We need some sort of we need to I'm one of the co-presidents of McKelvey. Maybe my big
presidential council.
Yes, of the presidential council. Maybe my big job will be to
get some lamps.
Get some or some better lighting. Figure out better lighting situations. Maybe some. I don't even have some LEDs in there. So some overhead.
I have a McKelvey question for both of you about what's the deal with the end of the semester? The holiday party.
The not holiday party.
But, it's the end of the semester celebration.
Thank you. I mean, come on. It took so long for the students to want to change that from the Christmas party.
Christmas party, the holiday party.
Change now is slow here at Lafayette.
That's a good point. I don't know. I think we're okay. So I know last year your band played.
Uh-huh.
This year we're considering your band and also the Kenyon band.
I'm all for the Kenyon band. Wait, yeah. So play at the party?
Yeah. To make it really feel like an end of semester celebration and not to confuse it with anything that's related to American
Just really splice some things
imagine
together.
Imagine Byerly and the Kenyon band.
Did she come last year?
I can't remember if she came the first year I was there, I think, but I don't think she's come since.
I feel like you introduced me to her.
Oh, maybe she did come. No, 2 years ago she came. Yeah, I remember when I took those pictures. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 3 years ago. Elias, what have been some of your favorite McKelvey moments, would you say? Or what do you enjoy about living in the house?
Something I enjoy being kind of a little bit separated. Mm-hmm. My walk home every day, is really nice. I like the fact that I can kind of, take that, 5, 8 to 10 minutes to kind of, decompress. Mm-hmm. Even though, sometimes it's a little bit scary. Not scary, but, it's kind of dark. Dark.
It's very Pennsylvania.
The lighting isn't, the street lighting is not consistent. And, some of the neighbors aren't too good about trimming their trees or scraping the ground in the winter. Mm-hmm, so not ideal always, but it's kind of nice to be a little bit apart and have our own little community. And this year I've really enjoyed our little Wednesday teas. So last year we had it's always been a part of McKelvey, I guess. So we got tea catered and little snacks as well, but it wasn't really creating community and conversation, which is a key proponent of McKelvey. So this year, at the end of last year, we switched to this Turkish tea style of doing it. So we have the little cups that you'd normally drink Turkish tea out of, and we have a pot of Turkish tea always. But it's really, because it's something you don't really drink alone. So there's always people down there drinking tea. So that's been something nice this year. Except for when Lulu leaves tea in there, and for the second time, the teapot's molded.
Oh God!
So I hope she's getting that clean now. But Lulu. Moldy teapots are not a way to live. So, but beyond that, I've really enjoyed that as well, and good. The discussion's always great. So, yeah.
Great. Well, it's been wonderful to have you in the house.
Yes.
And I hope you'll continue to live there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear about your next song.
Okay, so the next song, I'm not really sure where I found this. It was on my Spotify, or not my Spotify, my Shazam, like Shazam songs mm-hmm. one day. And it's this Irish folk song that I guess like goes back to, I think, like World War One period or a little bit earlier. But then it was like redone by this group called the Chieftains, and mm-hmm. it's like sung by Sinead O'Connor or something
Sinead O'Connor, recent convert.
So I think she's like a 90s Irish pop singer. But it's kind of like interesting because it's like very out of her realm of expertise, but she's a very soulful singer in it, and it's very like dramatic. And yeah, we'll listen to it now.
I really like how eclectic this list is.
Yeah.
It's really exciting. All right,
well, there's no
you.
Cursing, which is kind of like limited things. So.
Wait, are you Irish?
No.
My friend has played...
He's Greek and Italian.
Yeah.
My friend who's Irish has played this Chieftains album, and he takes out the Irish flag at his house and he's waving it around.
Okay, great. Here we go with... The Foggy Dew.
To
And we're back with Ilias Pihas. Okay, Ilias, so the next song, you said you're going to treat us to some classical music.
Yeah. So this is a song I like to listen to the Foggy Dew when I wake up some mornings, like on the weekend, maybe just to like get myself out of bed. But like, I really like Bach's Cello Suite number 1 in G. I used to really love Yo-Yo Ma's like rendition of it, mm-hmm. but it was kind of a little bit too boring. So then I found this one recently. I forget who like the cellist is, but it's like a great way to just like play it on full volume, and it really just like gets your day started on a good note. So
I agree. Classical music on full highest volume. Yeah. It's
yeah, as I Lindsay think you said, about that.
Yeah, the original
too.
Rock music. I agree. Okay, so let's listen to some Bach to spice up your afternoon. Was really beautiful, and in the meantime we looked at who the cellist was, and it was Rostropovich, who was actually a student of Shostakovich and also sheltered Alexander Solzhenitsyn before being exiled in the United States, and he was considered one of the most important cellists basically of the 20th century. So excellent choice. All right, so we have about time for one more song.
Yeah. Okay, so this song is called The Look by Metronomy. It's just kind of, it reminds me of my summer. It was like a song I really enjoyed it when I was in Paris learning French this summer, or what I learned of French. But it's just a very like upbeat song, and then there's some great keyboards in it. So it's a song that really reminds me of my summer in Paris. So.
Can you tell us a little bit about that summer, please?
So I did a study abroad program with NYU. So I got like the nice thing was I got like a full year's worth of language credits like done. Mm-hmm. And like I learned like a decent amount of French, much of which I've sadly not retained since.
You have to keep speaking.
Yeah,
if you
since I haven't
retain.
Really been continued speaking since I left France. But
which part of the city were you living?
We lived in the 13th arrondissement.
Uh huh. Wonderful.
So that was very close to like the Vietnamese community or the Vietnamese neighborhood that is in Paris. So it was kind of nice that we're on the outskirts of Paris. It was like a 25-minute commute. Into like we live our the academic building was in the Latin Quarter, so we kind of like had both. So then we'd finish class every day at 1:00, so we'd have like long lunches in the afternoon, then go to a museum, do a little bit of homework, and it was very like laid back. And then luckily
sounds so ideal.
Yeah, like Lafayette like doesn't like for the summer courses they don't let the grades transfer, so I just kind of had to pass. So I was able to kind of like really like enjoy Paris and learn, but also just like
which was your favorite museum?
I really love Centre Pompidou. Like since I was younger, I just like was like fascinated. Like I'd been to Paris like twice prior. Like, and then like I was always like fascinated with the architecture and like the like big tubes that are there. Mm-hmm. But then like when I went the summer after my junior year of high school, there was this excellent exhibition of this Palestinian artist named Mona Hatoum.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, on the top floor of the Centre Pompidou, which has this excellent, beautiful view of, like, all of Paris. And there was this piece that was, like, the globe, like, done out in marbles. And then, like, the light was reflecting down on the marble. It was, like, one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. So it was a very moving experience. But, yeah.
Such a good description. Also, I feel like I was there. Thank you. Okay, so we'll listen to this last song and close out with it. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ilias, and thank you, Ben. This has been 200 High Street. Have a spooky Halloween.
Yes.
Now you're giving me the look. afraid you can't get what you want, but you can get me. So let's head out to sea. 'Cause you are my medicine.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha, and this is the show Spinning Plates. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Halloween, and I have, two Halloween-themed songs on my show today. And my theme today is soundtracks from movies and TV shows and songs and theme songs and all kinds of fun things like that. So I'm going to start out with Time Warp, which is from Rocky Horror Picture Show, and that's kind of a Halloween-y song. So this is by Little Nell, I believe. That's what it says. And once I get my music loaded here, I will start it right up. So Rocky Horror Picture Show, I just saw it for the first time recently, actually, and it was probably one of the weirdest movies I have ever seen in my life. So if you've never seen it, I suggest watching it. If you are above 13, I think it's PG-13. And here is Time Warp.
It's astounding, time is fleeting, madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. But it's the building fast. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under. To the left.
So that was Time Warp again from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. This started off with a kind of Halloween vibe on Halloween, October 31st. So next I have a song called Red Right Hand by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is the theme song for a show, Peaky Blinders. It's on Netflix, and I just recently started watching it. And it's a really, really good show. I'm totally hooked. I haven't watched it in a couple weeks because I've been busy. But from what I have watched, they've played three different versions of this song that I can remember. So one is by Nick Cave, and then there's two more versions that are they just sound completely different. So I'm actually going to play all three of them throughout the show today, not all in order, but just throughout the time. And so I'm going to start with the original one, which is by Nick Cave, and then the other two will be coming later. So this is Red Right Hand again, and then after that I have a song from Oh Brother Where Art Thou, a movie by the Coen Brothers, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's the Soggy Bottom Boys performing in the movie. So again, here's Nick Cave.
Tall handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.